Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. So it's not any money?
He's no longer with us.
He's not playing AmFam even if he were alive.
I hope that was a joke. All right, well.
AmFam? Come on.
Montevani?
Especially not if he's dead. Would not be a good show.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off then.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Out of the gate at 6:12 on this Thursday morning. We're going to begin with a riddle. You can play along. The riddle concerns a story that will be in the news today.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Yeah, Batman.
Milwaukee, I'm intrigued, by the way.
Yes, you are. Milwaukee Brewers have scheduled a 10:30 a.m. news conference today. Headline from my contact at the Brewers. Milwaukee Brewers and FPC Live to make a major concert announcement on Thursday, November 7th, 10:30 a.m. Central Time. That's today.
Okay, so like, hey, Kenny Chesney is coming to AmFam or something like that.
Yes. We've had more and more big concerts at American Family Field.
Usually they don't hold news conferences, though.
So, big deal.
Okay.
Speakers will include Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President, Business Operations, Charlie Goldstone, co-president of FPC Live, and the mayor's rolling out for this. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
What do you think that's all about?
So, like, is it... It's risen to mayoral visit for news conference level?
No, he is not shy. He likes to come to these things, right?
He was invited.
It's a little bit unique, I suppose, right?
Been trying to figure out who it was. So I've dug around. I contacted multiple sources, seeing if somebody would give it up. Usually they don't, but I got more than I expected. I have some information.
Okay.
A clue. I was given a clue. A show coming to American Family Field. And the clue is, he was previously married to a very attractive woman.
that cuts it down.
And he is being joined by a former, quote unquote, law enforcement member. I'll read the clue again. The big show coming to American Family Field. He was previously married to a very attractive woman, and he is being joined by a former law enforcement member.
Interesting.
You and I have thoughts on this.
Yes.
Greg Pancake Hill was involved in the conversation. Yes. We think we know who it is. But I don't want to say it just yet. I want people to be able to play along.
To process.
Yes. So we'll process your thoughts on that. The WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Want to see what we get based on that clue. And then at 720, you and I will reveal whom we believe it is because we have sleuthed this. And I think we're right. Official major concert announcement coming this morning, 10:30 at American Family Field.
Not so fast, Batman. Answer my riddle and I shall tell all that you want. Get it wrong and Gotham shall fall.
Damn you, Riddler.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The Bucks get back to work tonight at Fiserv Forum, badly looking for a win. They're a little dinged up, too, as they enter a stretch now. 5 games in 7 days. Forward Chris Middleton still out recovering from ankle surgery.
Obviously, we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah. He's close. He's been doing some practicing and close to it, but just not there yet. The Bucks, of course, 1-6, but so are the Jazz. That's who they play tonight, so that's a good thing.
Something's
got
to give.
Rivers was asked if the team is pressing a bit.
No, this is a positive group. Like, we believe we're a really good basketball team that has played poorly, you know, at times. And, you know, last 2 games, you can say we played well and lost the games. This is a big picture thing to this.
Bucks and Jazz tonight on WDTMJ. 7 o'clock tip. Our Bucks shoot-around is at 6 here on WDTMJ. By the way, an update to a story we've been following. Bucks forward Bobby Portis's house burgled over the weekend while the Bucks were playing the Cavs that night. He lost a bunch of high-priced items. He went back to social media on Wednesday offering up a reward.
I appreciate all the love and support you guys showed me over the weekend regarding the home invasion.
I am now offering a 40K cash reward for any information or tips that leads to the return of my stolen items.
Yeah, 40,000, he says, even anonymous tips will be paid out.
So this guy woke up a Packer earlier this week. Wednesday, defensive lineman Preston Smith practiced with the Steelers following that trade Tuesday. First question from reporters.
How was the first day of school?
Did you pick that up?
First day of school.
How was first day of school? Smith saying that he'd requested a trade weeks ago. Doesn't sound like he's got anything against the Packers as an organization. Just wasn't comfortable, he said, in the Packers' new defense under new coordinator Jeff Hafley.
It's just what I've been playing in the last 9 years of my career. Into this past season, this is what I was comfortable playing in, and what I got used to playing in the previous 9 seasons. So, you know, just being back in the system is like, you know, riding that your favorite bike again.
Guess he's stuck with the first day of school analogy.
Okay.
Right, riding his favorite bike again. Packers get a 7th round pick in next year's draft in the trade, and Smith is a Steeler.
Man, you're welcome. Enjoy Pittsburgh. That's a great place to be playing.
You know, Gutekunst did mention that. He said, like, he was happy that he could send a guy who, you know, nobody has any regrets over. He had a nice career here in Green Bay. Happy to send him to a contending team and a good place to be. Packers on the bye week, of course. Next play a week from Sunday in Chicago. Is he?
So it's not any money?
He's no longer with
us. He's not playing AmFam even if he were alive.
That was a joke. All right. Well,
AmFam? Come on.
Montavani?
Especially not if he's dead. Would not be a good show.
No concession yet from Eric Hovde. He is the Senate challenger to Senator Tammy Baldwin. That race has now been called, the AP called it, as others have as well, for the Democratic incumbent. On Wednesday, we did hear from Hovde. He posted that they are watching the final precinct results come in, certainly disappointed that the Democrats' effort to siphon votes with a fraudulent candidate had a significant impact on the race, he says, with those votes making up more than the entire margin of the race. So they were upset with one of the fraudulent candidates that Hovde was referring to. It's a man named Thomas Lager of the America First Party. He and a Libertarian candidate have earned roughly 70,000 votes, as they have tabulated. So that could have made the difference there.
Suggestion was that Lager was actually backed by
Democrats,
right, to try deliberately to siphon votes away.
And on the program on Wednesday, we heard from Bill McCashin, a GOP strategist that you often hear on the Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi, who said, yeah, he's like, I kind of predicted this. He said last week on the air that, yeah, you know what, Hovde may struggle to win because of these other candidates in that race. Now, so he is yet to technically concede, but we are hearing from others like Majority Leader Tyler Augustin Madison. He says, yeah, it's pretty much done.
She won. She's going to be the Wisconsin senator, but I think it's pretty damning that she wasn't able to get over 50% of the vote.
Got a little dig in there too, but yeah, so obviously state lawmakers anyway indicating that it appears Baldwin is your winner.
Let's take a look at the national landscape this morning, adding Senator Baldwin. The Democrats having won, she won, so we're using her in this total. The U.S. Senate stands at 52 Republicans, enough for the majority control of that body already. 43 Democrats plus Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who runs as an independent but caucuses with the Dems, so call it 44 for them. You do that math, 100 seats, four still outstanding. Maine, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada. In only one of those races does the vote appear to lean in favor of the Republicans right now, that in Pennsylvania. There are a lot of votes still to count in Arizona and Nevada, but either way, Republicans will control the Senate in the next Congress. The margin's still undecided. U.S. House this morning is an open question. Democrats have secured 190 seats, Republicans 205. How many seats in the U.S. House?
435.
Five. 435. So do the math on that. That means 40 races still yet to be decided or called. You need 218 to get to a majority in the House. So it is leaning in favor of Republicans, but could certainly be upended. Dems would need to win 28 of those outstanding 40 seats to claim the slimmest of majorities.
Why
in the
are
House.
So many still outstanding? Are they all that razor
all
thin? Or
I think some of it's Nevada and Arizona, who are still a long way from finished. Perhaps today, perhaps tomorrow, but those are, you know, 68, 70% of precincts reporting and whatnot. President-elect Trump, remember we had Republican strategist Bill McCashin, whom you just referenced on the show with us Wednesday. Another thing that Bill said that stood out to me was he said Trump is so much better prepared to take the Oval Office than he was in 2016. What is the president-elect up to? Took a call with the president of China, Xi Jinping.
According to the official Chinese readout of the call, Xi told Trump that he hoped for cooperation and mutual respect and that the two sides should find a, quote, correct way of getting along and that a fight would hurt both sides.
ABC's Carson Yu reporting from Hong Kong. The transition team for the president-elect also at work. ABC's Catherine Falders.
They are up and running. They're creating PowerPoints. They're having meetings with him. They are essentially preparing the next cabinet. Now, they even have slides that lay out more than 50 actions, whether they're through executive orders, executive action, just declarations, if you will, that Trump will take on day one.
ABC News also reporting at Mar-a-Lago Wednesday. Robert Kennedy Jr., and Elon Musk, SpaceX, Tesla, X guy. What role might Musk play in this Trump administration? He's reportedly said he could find $2 trillion in savings in the federal budget.
And he'll probably make $2 trillion too.
Right. He could just write a check. Would he be an advisor or take on some more formal role? Unclear at this point. Now, in fairness to Musk, this wasn't in reference to anything he's doing with the government, but
it's most likely going to be great. And there's some chance, which could be 10 to 20%, that it goes bad.
I say that.
He didn't say that.
Perfect for his relationship with the president-elect,
okay.
Right? Most likely going to be great. Some chance could end real bad. We'll see. 627 on Wisconsin's Morning News. He says he wanted out of Green Bay. Sports coming up at 645.
All right. We always are looking for ways to be healthier, right? Brain health, body health, muscle health, all of that as we live our daily lives. We want to make sure we can live a long, healthy life. Okay, well, here's what CBS correspondent, your guy, Michael George, says you need to do to live a healthy life. Just get out and exercise for just 5 minutes.
Just 5 minutes of exercise a day could lower your blood pressure. A study published by the journal Circulation found the benefit comes from raising your heart rate, whether it's from running, cycling, or climbing stairs. High blood pressure is one of the biggest causes of premature death, affecting 1.2 billion people.
All right, so if you climb stairs for 5 minutes, that should be good enough. Do you have to be cycling at like full speed, or can I just casually bike around the driveway?
And what of watching a horror movie?
Yes, great question for 5 minutes.
If it's raising the heart rate, if that's the goal. I think the larger takeaway from that is, sometimes if you get out of a cycle of maybe you used to work out, but then you didn't and you hit a stretch where you're not working out at all, you sort of feel like you're either all in or you're not.
Okay.
I have a trainer at the gym and I go there for an hour and a half a day. The point being, like, if that's not in your schedule, find a way to do something.
Yeah.
Go for that walk, raise the heart rate a little bit. And that at least will help you. It doesn't mean that a more robust workout isn't also better. Look at me, Eric. I'm a pillar of strength.
You know, you do look nice.
Yes, just fantastic. 638 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Let's celebrate another everyday hero. An everyday hero is when we identify and recognize an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning that they'd be saving a life. Everyday Hero is sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care. Today we head to Russia. An incredible story. There's video of this. We have it on the website. You can also text the word HERO, 855-616-1620. We'll send it right back to you. So, Vince, you've seen it. This elderly woman, she's in her apartment complex. There's old rickety stairs there, and there's an old elevator. It's probably like a 4 or 5 level apartment building. And she's walking into the elevator with her dog, her tiny little pup. And as she walks into the elevator, the dog walks in with her. But then, for whatever reason, dog walks out of the elevator with the leash still being held by this woman as the elevator doors close. So you can imagine what's going to happen next. She's in the elevator. The dog is not. The elevator's closed. She starts going up.
No, no, no.
What's going to happen to the dog? Well, in the video, the surveillance video, you see the dog start to lift up along the closed doors because she's moving up. At the exact same time, some dude starts walking down the stairs. And as he walks around the corner, he sees the dog getting lifted and being pulled. And you can only imagine what would happen to this dog if no one was around. Don't even want to think about that. Guy immediately realizes what happens, grabs a dog, grabs the leash. He starts to lift up in the air, unhooks the dog, and the dog comes free. And then he stands there waiting. He's pressing the buttons on the elevator. Woman comes back out. Where's my dog? Meanwhile, dog is looking back at her like, hey, what happened?
What happened?
What's going on here? So luckily, the dog is okay. This man is an everyday hero for having the wherewithal to know immediately what was happening and save the dog.
If like she comes out of the elevator.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Like, Sparkles! Mr. Skittles!
The dog's clearly named Mr. Sparkles or Skittles or something. Yes.
I like Mr. Skittles. I'm going with that.
Mr. Skittles.
Mr. Skittles, oh no.
Thank you for this random tenant for being an everyday hero and saving Mr. Skittles. You can see the video online. Just text the word hero to 855-616-1620.
That's his name.
Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Milwaukee Bucks looking for some home cooking tonight as they take on the Utah Jazz at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks need a win. The good thing is the 1-6 Bucks will take on the 1-6 Jazz tonight, so that may help.
Sexy matchup.
Chris Middleton still dinged up. By the way, Coach Doc Rivers says, hey, all this concern of losing all these games, we're not there.
The worry is outside the building. I guarantee you that. There's none inside the building.
Yeah, he says inside they're good.
There's zero pressing from us. You know, we could have made a choice to play Giannis the other day. That was me. I was like, no, that wouldn't be smart. We got games coming up. The groin wasn't bad, but it's enough that with the games coming up, you got to do the right thing and keep believing that in the long run, your team's going to be exactly where they're supposed to be.
All right. Yes, sir. We'll take that. They have 5-7. It starts tonight right here on WTMJ. Tip-off against the Jazz is 7. Our coverage starts at 6 o'clock.
Turns out former Packers defensive lineman Preston Smith traded this week to the Pittsburgh Steelers, wanted out of Green Bay.
To be honest, a few weeks ago I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And you know, moving forward, like I wasn't surprised when I got the call. It's like, you know, I got what I asked for.
Smith meeting reporters after his first practice with the Steelers as the Packers are on the bye week. I'm not hearing in that, E, I don't know if you are, but that it was an environment thing, like that he didn't like Green Bay or the team, that it was scheme.
Just a system and a scheme.
The Packers, you remember, changed the defense under new coordinator Jeff Hafley. Smith said he's more comfortable in the Steelers system, which is closer to what he'd been running in previous years with the Packers. So he gets a new team. We get younger guys who want to grow under Jeff Hafley, more time. And a 7th-round draft pick next season. And that is how that's going to go. 6:48 on Wisconsin's Morning News. At 6:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News, bringing our friend from ESPN Milwaukee, Jen Latta, who is out at American Family Field this morning. Are you guys doing the upper deck golf? Is that what's happening?
We are. It looks so cool up here. We are at the golf location, and they've got the upper deck golf set up, and they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of those little circles out there. So they're going to have people coming through, I think, all weekend to take their chances at hitting those. It's a great way to use AmFam Field during the off season, don't you think, guys?
This is popular. They've done this in other stadiums, and I was out there for sort of a preview event, Jen, maybe a month or so ago. So like at different points from around the stadium, you'll be hitting balls onto targets onto the playing surface there at American Family Field. Now, they're not the regular golf balls, so they're not going to damage the field or any of the equipment if you happen to duck hook one into a scoreboard or something like that. But it's real super cool, and everybody can do it. It's today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Sorry, you got us, Jen?
I'm still here, guys. Yep. Everything you just said.
Another big thing I wanted to ask you about. So this is going on at American Family Field today. I wonder if you'll play along. There's a big concert announcement today. Have you heard of this buzz?
No, I had no idea. Do you know who it is? Are you allowed to say?
Eric and I think we know who it is.
Yeah, we've put two and two together, we think.
So
what do you mean two and two? Are there like clues out there?
There is a clue.
Okay, tell me the clue. I'll see if I can guess.
By a source who would be in the know, This person would not tell me who is playing. And you know how these things are. Like, it's delicate about how the announcements are made. So this person did not reveal to me who is playing, but did offer this clue. And here it is. He was previously married to a very attractive woman, and he is being joined by a former law enforcement member. And law enforcement is in quotes.
Oh, I don't know.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
That's three. And that's
and
one
impossible.
Group.
Right,
yes. Actually, I don't think all three of them are still with us, are they?
Who's the other suggestion we got on the text line? Somebody else who's deceased.
Nash and Young fan, so I don't think that all of them are with us. Wait, a law enforcement. So law enforcement, I would think police, which would be Sting, mm-hmm. but that, I don't know, that's probably going too far.
I don't know if that's going too far.
Oh, okay. Married to a very attractive woman? Was married to a very attractive woman, so no longer is. Well, that could be Billy Joel. He was married to Christie Brinkley all those years ago, and she was, you know, a model. And I mean, Billy Joel and Sting? What do you think?
We're getting some of that on the WTM talk and text line. Also, see a Springsteen and Sting, see a Paul McCartney and Sting.
You could name any rocker, though, who was probably once 100%. Married to a gorgeous person.
Which is like most of them,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm seeing a Kenny Chesney and Zach Brown returning. I don't think that fits the riddle.
Well, Kenny Chesney was married to Renee Zellweger for like a hot second.
Okay.
That would count, but then how does Zach Brown associate it with the police?
And how do you define beautiful?
Well, it's in the eye of the beholder, of course.
Pancake says Zach Brown, what, he was arrested
or
something?
Yeah, he was arrested quite recently.
But he is not a member of law enforcement.
Not directly.
He hung out with law enforcement. I don't know. I see a Seal in Sting.
So when are they holding this news conference? Is it on the field when people are hitting golf balls?
It's not on the field. So okay. No.
No, it's going to be up here in the golf area. So wait, who is your guess on the artist?
So E and I were going to go with Springsteen, or we were going to go with Billy Joel and Sting.
That seemed like a pretty good guess.
Oh my gosh, so we were on the same wavelength. Yeah. I love that.
But good for you to just like rip it right out. It took us like several minutes and some Google searches.
I'm a bit of a like music, pop culture, you know, trivia fiend. So I feel like that was, you were right in my wheelhouse there.
Are you going to hit golf balls today, or what's happening on your show?
I guess it just depends. I think we're going to try. We are set up in the corner of the space. So it's not like we're right in front of one of the bays. So we have to kind of like move around a little bit, but hopefully we'll get a chance to. That'd be great. I've been working on my swing, guys.
It's going to be amazing. I want to see copious amounts of video. Talk to Ashton over there. I'd like to see a lot of video.
Will do.
ESPN's Jen Latta with us this morning, 6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.